Hi beloved friends, this is another video snippet on this predatory energy that is within our spiritual, yogic, tantric, religious, educational, it's everywhere systems. I'm asking others to speak out on this subject. I only have a small piece of this puzzle, and I can tell by the emails coming in that there's lots of wise ones out there shining a light on other areas. The more we share, the more we will be able to see clearly this whole tapestry, the way the web gets woven and the way we get out. So it's my intention to bring forward now a very clear, very succinct, very concise presentation, going a little bit deeper into this energy. There was a few points I missed yesterday, but please, I ask us all to make our own video snippets, even if they're rough and wild and shabby. Let's speak our wisdom together to help one another out of its clutches, inner clutches and outer clutches. So how do we know that we are interacting with this predatory energy? The first thing I want to highlight is that our intuition will already be speaking up. We will get hunches, nudges, and inner knowings that something is not right, something is very, very off. What usually happens, and what happened in my case, was this inner system was ignored. Your friends will also be able to very clearly point this out to you, as will your family, that you are being coerced and enticed into a person or a group of people who they do not approve of. They do not like one little bit, and they are clamoring for you to hear them. Once again, this may be ignored or overlooked. True friends will sit on the sidelines waiting for your return as you disappear out of view and out of earshot. And this is very painful for the friend or the family member, because it is as if nothing that they can do or say gets heard or taken seriously. You will be making up all sorts of reasons and excuses why your friend is misguided, misinformed, and making a wrong character analysis. This is you going under the spell. I also want to raise the subject of psychic stalking. These predatory energies do indeed stalk you on the inside. Feelings of being watched, listened to, visited at night, or quite simply in daydreams, is a classic and usually not spoken about phenomena. It is real, beloved friends. Unfortunately, it is real. So these areas also have to be closed down when you walk away. another area I wish to raise. I mentioned it yesterday. The tendency for the narcissist to isolate you, to strongly encourage you to leave your work, your interests, the things that you love to do, your friends, your family, your country, your study group. You won't be allowed to listen to any other spiritual teachers or do any form of your own practice. Because the narcissist wants all of you, all of you, body, heart, mind, soul, focused on it. You will probably see this as a great display of love, like I did, imagining that they wanted you so badly that they couldn't bear to spare any of your attention. Big mistake, beloved friends. That wasn't love at all. Another great phenomena is if this energy is within a greater community. There will be the main narcissist, and there will be the inner circle. The inner circle is there to protect the narcissist. They may or may not know this. They will be bound and loyal to the narcissist, turning you away with any insights and clarity that you bring to them, telling you, no, this is just your wounds, this is just your trauma, this is just your childhood, when what it is your crystal clear intuition and right thinking. Pete is going to do a video today highlighting these professional techniques, the kinds of things that the military uses on suspects and terrorists to absolutely break them down, get them confused, muddled, and start doubting themselves. When you realize that you're in the web, it takes every drop of will and desire to leave, to get out. You are in a very sticky web that seems to have elasticated threads on you. You're going to have to be very swift and thorough with your cutting away techniques. Cut away for good. Close down every form of communication. Physically remove yourself. Do not speak to the inner circle. There's no point. This is an enchantment, a spell. The rehabilitation process is very slow, but it's very thorough if you realize how compromised and damaged you have become, and you take your healing very seriously. We have been subject to a Luciferian anti-life, anti-love influence. There's no messing around with this energy. It is real, it is here, and it is also within. We will carry the same tendencies. It's whether we act it out or not. Like I said in yesterday's video, you have to look for the ways it could have possibly got in. And you have to look at the ways you might daydream and fantasize about wielding that kind of power, charisma, magnificence, brilliance, whatever it was you thought you saw in the narcissist. And you have to look at the specialness. Were you told you're part of a really important group of reincarnated souls? Are you Yeshua's disciples? Are you the reincarnated Mary Magdalene? Are you priestesses of Isis? Have you been told you are something special? And the narcissist is here to implement your great work out into the world. Or maybe you've been told something completely different, that you're thoroughly evil, condemned, horrifically wounded, and only he or she can save you. Or is this some kind of past life story that you're karmically bound to one another? Going back to rehabilitation, I took myself away, just me and God. There, I had no job, so I didn't have to go out to work, thank God, because I don't think I would have been able to. I was in one location, day and night, for 8 months solidly. My only trip was to go to the gym, and I used my sweat to disguise my copious amounts of crying. I channeled it out through physical exercise. That was one level. That was the first and immediate level, once I had a little bit of physical strength back within me again. The next thing I did was to take myself to Maui, where I lived in a yurt for a while, barefoot, hardly wearing any clothes. Juices, good water, waterfalls, good people, true people. And during that time in Maui, a beautiful brother came forward, a beautiful, clear-headed, beautiful-hearted brother came forward and invited me to dance with him a little bit. The beginnings, the gentle, exquisite beginnings of a virgin-like romance. I couldn't go very far, obviously, but I allowed hand-holding, cuddling, a little bit of nakedness. This brought another level of healing. As I tried very hard to begin an innocent way of trusting again. Not easy, beloved friends, but he did a very good job. The next phase was starting to share what I could from where I was with other sisters. And that was the beginning of Anaya Sophia. Before that, I had a different name. Anaya was born out of the rubble, her sisters wanting to know. This healing journey and what it entailed and where I had to go to find pieces of myself. I never took a therapist, and I didn't really trust energy work. And as for taking another spiritual teacher or joining another community or ashram, that was simply out of the question. Not a chance, not ever. Inwardly, I turned to a Gnostic faith. When a very dear sister, powerful, or elder sister, spoke the holy words of Sophia over my broken body. And like the great book, Women Who Run With the Wolves, she sang into my bones. And these words lifted the dark plague out of me. From that moment onwards, I was with Sophia. She showed me, my friend showed me, where that level, pure knowing, resides within. And it is that rich, dark, velvety source of primordial wisdom that has gently taken me by the hand and brought me back into a standing position. So, beloved ones, you will have to look at every chakra, if you like, every center, psycho-spiritual center, where you interacted, from your crown to your root, and do some beautiful, deep, authentic archaeology into those seven spheres, cleaning gently, slowly, in your way, with your methods. Never ever compromise again. If it doesn't feel right, it's not right. Only show up for that which you know is true. Trust your intuition. I feel that is all I can say for now. Thank you so much for listening and taking this on board. Please create your own video. Speak it. Speak it out. You don't have to name names, but if you can, do. How was it for you? How did you heal? How did you come to realize what you'd got entangled with? What great pearls of wisdom do you also have? Let's bring this out into the light now and thoroughly come to understand what it is and how to disengage.